just sat down in this chair here, Eb. Now, wait a second. I'll face it away from the door so the light won't be in your eyes.
Wait a minute.
Now, take it easy now. Take it easy.
Wait a minute.
You're too old a fella to be getting mixed up in fights without being a mite sore the next day, you know. Easy now. Easy, that's it.
Dagnabbit.
Yes, there you be.
You're all right if it wasn't for my burned feet.
Yes.
That there cook fetch is stomped on. Roaring to boil.
Yes, well, I'm going to fix that right up for you, Ed. I'm going to make a mustard plaster and put it on.
Sure. I don't need no mustard plaster.
Oh, yes, you do now.
I want one of them.
Well, never mind now. It ain't nothing like a mustard plaster for drawing out pain. I'll phone Mrs. Snyder and find out how to make it and fix them feet of yours up in the jiffy. Now, where'd I lay that phone book?
Shut.
Yeah,
that's a lot of darn foolishness.
Well, never mind now. Let's see, get simple here. It ain't neither foolishness. It's a... yes, ma'am. Now, I'm calling center 121. It's just what you need, Webby. If you get your shoes and socks off, I'll... Oh, and hello, Miss Snyder. Say, this is Eb Winterbottom. Say, how do you make a mustard plaster? I say, mustard. Yes, yes, mustard. Well, wait till I shake the phone. Hello, Miss Snyder, is that better?
Dang, that's you.
Well, Eb is in a sort of pickle. He's, I say, pickle, pickle. Yes, he's in a mustard, pickle. I want to find out how to make a mustard. Yes, I say pickle. That's what he's in. Hello? Oh, yes, wait till I get a pencil.
Ouch.
All right, Miss Snyder. Yes, I got that. Mm-hmm. Yes, mustard. Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, all right, Miss Snyder, that's fine. Thanks. Goodbye.
Did you get it?
Yeah, got it all written down here. Now, let's take a look at them feet of yours.
Well, Zed, they're all swelled up.
Yes?
Didn't hardly get off the shoes. Say, hold on. What's that pocket knife for?
Well, I'm going to trim off the largest warts.
Like fun you are. You ain't going to trim no warts off my feet.
Yes, but Eb, that's what Mrs. Snyder said to do. She said they'd look a lot better with the warts trimmed off.
Well, I don't give a darn how my feet look. Anyway, I ain't got no warts on my feet, just horns. You put that knife away.
Well, all right. I'll go ahead with the rest of it, then.
Yeah, well, what is the rest of it?
Let's see here. Oh, yes. She says stand all night in salt water.
Stand all night in salt water?
Yep.
Oh, Dad Dingit, she must have bats in her belfry.
I know she ain't, Eb. No, she ain't. That's what you said for you to do.
I ain't going to stand up all night in salt water for Mrs. Snyder or anybody else. You can just put that in your pipe and smoke it. Leave that salt water part out.
Well, that's all he is, except put in a stone jar and cover with mustard.
Now, that sounds sensible.
Yes.
My incarnation didn't do that in the first place. Have we got a stone jar?
Yes, I figure we can use that jar I used to keep sauerkraut in. I'll get it. Just a minute.
I think it's over there in the corner.
Yes, I see it. I think this will do fine. Yes, here. You just put your feet into that while I fetch the mustard.
Oh, is there anything kind of cold on the feet?
Yes. Don't seem to be any mustard in the stock, Eb. But tell you, here's a bottle of ketchup. I reckon ketchup will be just as good, won't it? Yes. Some sort of stuff don't seem to want to come out very much. Yeah. Oh, gosh, almighty,
Dad Dingit.
I'm sorry, Eb.
Dad Dingit, anyhow.
Yes.
Now look at me. Look at me.
Oh, dear.
Ketchup all over my clean shirt.
Yes,
on my face and in my hair.
Oh, well, listen, I'll get a rag, Eb. I'll get a rag and then wipe it all.
Never mind the rag. Go ahead and pour it on my feet. Let's get this business over with.
All right. All right, here she goes.
Pour it all over my feet.
Yes.
Smell it well.
Yes, it'll help a lot. I know your feet will be a lot better when this stuff gets to working. I'll tell you, I'll fix that rag there.
Is that the Continental Gazette on the counter there?
Yes. I got it at the post office this morning. Is that time to look at yet?
Well, give me it. I can be a reading it, you see, while I'm sitting here.
Yes. Here it is. He's taking it in the... Oh. Well, I'll be darned.
What's that?
Look at this, Ed. Says, candidate for sheriff proves crook. Why, cracky, must mean vestry. Yes, says, plot to seize reins of city government.
Seize what?
Says to seize reins.
That paper's crazy. We ain't had any reins for months.
Yes, but it ain't that kind of rein. It means like on a horse.
How's that?
A horse.
You mean they put it in the paper just because Vester's seen a horse?
I don't say he's seen a horse. It ain't seen. It's seized. Seized. Like when you grab a hold of something.
Oh, Vester grabbed a hold of a horse.
No, he didn't. He didn't. He's seen, seized.
Now, you don't know what you mean.
I do, too. Now, you keep your darn trap shut, will you? I want to read this.
Well, go ahead, read it.
Well, let's see.
What else you say?
Just before going to press last night, news reached the Gazette of the attempt of Anthony Vestry, candidate for sheriff, to make Corn Center the headquarters of a gang of rack eaters.
What in tarnation is a rack eater?
Well, a fellow that eats racks, I suppose. Well, but muscling into local politics. The plan failed when Harold Newbride, whose support Vestry counted on, resigned his candidacy and left town. Hector Smith, another candidate, also resigned the day before election. You hear that? Hector resigned the day before election.
Yeah, I heard it. Go ahead.
The day before election. But he is not believed to be implicated in the plot. Smith's resignation came too late to remove his name from the ballot, and as stated elsewhere in the Gazette, he received the majority of votes, although Schultzenheimer, the only candidate left in the race, was elected mayor.
I know Schultzenheimer was elected. What did you say about Vestry?
Well, now, just a second.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yes, here's some more. Vestry, wanted by the police in New York, was arrested by Officer T.H. McCafferty just in time to save the life of Ed Peters.
What?
Whom Vestry had attacked. Peters was badly beaten.
Why, dang that editor. Dang his hide. Says I was beaten, does he?
Yes.
Why, I got a darn good notion to go over there and give him a good hug.
Now, just never mind. You keep your feet in that there ketchup until... just a second, Ever. I see this guy once. Yes, sir.
Good morning. I'm looking for Mr. Peters or Mr. Winterbottom.
Well, sure, I'm Jeb Winterbottom. What can I do for you?
Oh, glad to know you, Mr. Winterbottom. My name is Johnston, representing Hines, Mellows and Hines, and Dempsey and Clay.
We don't want to buy no clams, Jeb.
Claims.
Yes, Jeb, it's claims. This fellow says his name is Johnston, but he claims he's Hines, Melrose, and Hines.
I'm afraid you still don't understand. That's the name of my firm. We're claim agents. When Anthony Vestry was arrested here last evening, several $1,000 were found on his person. He confessed he took most of the money from local merchants. Now, if he took any money from you, we'll endeavor to get it back for you.
Well, he certainly did take money from us. Took $100, didn't he, Ed? Yes, and what's more, he come in here and hurt my partner. We ought to collect something for that, too.
Yes, that seems reasonable.
Yes.
Where is your partner?
That's him, sitting there with his back to you. Now, come on over and meet him. Ed, this is Mr. Johnson.
Where? Why, good heavens. He seems wounded badly. Are those bloodstains the result of...
I'll say he's hurt bad. Show him your feet, Ed.
Oh, no. Why, that's terrible. Why, you certainly should put in a claim for injuries like those, Mr. Peters. I'll make out an application form for you right now. I thought you fooled me.
His name's Ebenezer. Ebenezer Peters.
Ebenezer Peters.
Yes.
Born?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, where were you born?
At home.
No. What locality? What state are you a native of? You know, a child belongs to the state in which it's born.
I thought it belonged to its father and mother.
Well, what state were you born in, Mr. Peters?
Oh, Indiana.
I see. Born in Indiana. Your business?
Well, whose business do you think it was?
I mean, what is your vocation? What do you follow?
Oh, Ed follows circus parade.
Oh, no.
Why, sure he does. Every time there's a circus in town, he's in...
I mean, what's his business?
He's my partner.
Well, yes, but what are you?
I'm his partner.
I know, but What kind of business is this?
Oh, it's a general store.
And service station.
Yes.
Now, how about relatives? Are you married, Mr. Peters?
No, I ain't married. I just ain't feeling so good today, that's all.
Your father or mother living? Any sisters or brothers?
No.
Uncles or aunts?
How's aunts?
Aunts. Have you got aunts?
No, that's just my woolen underwear itching me.
Oh, I mean... Oh, well, never mind. I'll put it down, but you haven't any.
Why, Mr. Johnson certainly has got underwear. He just told you that
listen, I'm not talking about underwear. I'm talking about aunts, relatives. His skin.
Oh, you see, he ain't talking about your underwear. He's talking about your skin.
I ain't got aunts on my skin, neither. And I'm getting that darn tired of sitting here and letting you insult me.
I'm not insulting you. I'm trying to get some information.
Okay.
Now, in this struggle with Vesper, did you defend yourself? Did you strike back?
You darn tootin' I did. I gave it to him right on the nose. 1-3, right on the nose.
You mean you gave it to him 1-2, right on the nose?
No. 1-2, he gave it to me.
Yes, but Fester claims you struck the first blow. He says you attacked him and broke a barrel over his head.
Yes, but Mr. Johnson, we didn't mean to do it.
Didn't mean to hit him with a barrel?
No, I didn't mean to break it.
Well, I'll see what I can do for you. Oh, here, take this pen and sign the application on the dotted line.
Well, wait till I get down my knee here.
Yes, right there. Yes, right on the dotted line.
All right.
Oh, there, that's right. Now, we'll put in a claim for $100 for money taken from you under false pretense. And $1,000 for injury. I'll let you know how we come out. Good day.
Yes, ma'am.
So long, Mr.
Good day, Mr. Johnson.
Oh, you understand, of course, that we'll handle this on a contingency. Goodbye.
Yes, goodbye.
Goodbye.
My cracky head, you'll make some money out of this sure as shooting.
Ah, shut. You heard what he said about that there contingency, didn't you?
Certainly, but that's all right. That just means that you both take a chance. If he don't collect, he don't get nothing.
Yeah, I know. If he don't collect, he don't get nothing. And if he does collect, I don't get nothing.